This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But I don't think we'll be seeing him in Buffalo anytime soon. And again, the start of training camp will be the next critical moment. If they don't have a deal done there by then, does James Cook show up for training camp? Does he risk the penalties that come along in the collective bargaining agreement if he doesn't show up? But look, we've seen the Philadelphia Eagles this offseason reward Saquon Barkley. We've seen the Baltimore Ravens reward Derrick Henry. We have not seen the Buffalo Bills pay James Cook yet.
Adam Schefter on his podcast, bringing in some bad vibes. Harshing the vibes. Not cool, Adam.
Something burning right now? Grandpa left the stove on? We're just going right now? We're doing this?
There's a key word in that. It's the last one he says. Yet. All of this has to do with one word. Yet. With James Cook. Obviously, Cook was not at OTAs. That is something that is going to be very much on the focus of Bills fans on Tuesday when mandatory minicamp shows around. And is James Cook there? I think yes. And that is...
I think he'll be there.
My language is specific on this. I think he will be there. Can I be wrong? Absolutely. Am I allowed to react accordingly? Yes. Do I think there's a story yet? No. I don't like trying to make a story out of something that isn't there yet. I don't want to be the guy trying to create one. I will be reactive when it comes out.
Well, there was a lot of that when the Diggs drama was going on. And
yes.
Look at New England. Have you tuned in any of their sports radio stations after the whole boat incident?
But again, that's also being reactive. They saw something and they reacted to it.
Yeah.
I don't see anything story-wise from James Cook. This is the first thing I even heard from any outside source about him.
Yeah, he hasn't said anything since he did that live stream and held up the pictures of the Dolphins, Jets, and Patriots and like ripped them up. So he's given no indication that he would be missing it for any
reason. And his social media posts are as follows. I am very much paraphrasing it, but the paraphrasing is this. I would like more money, please. I'm doing a good job. I want a raise. Who doesn't ever think that? If you're doing a good job at work, you want a raise. It's a very human thing to want. It's normal. That's how the world works.
Yes.
You're doing well. You should be compensated more.
And his health isn't a concern?
Should I be judging James Cook for wanting a raise for playing better than the average running back in the National Football League when his contract's about to expire? No.
I blame the terrible market for running backs. That's what I blame.
I blame that, but also the roster construction may not be able to afford him. And that's fair. Everything about what is going on in the situation, you can look at both sides of it and go, I understand why the Bills haven't paid him. I understand why James Cook wants to get paid. And this year is going to be a will-they-won't-they sort of questionnaire. It's not a story yet.
No.
That is the operative word of this little tangent that I'm going to go on here. Because I know you wanted to talk about something.
Yes.
But it's more or less. Let's wait till Tuesday. As a matter of fact, this very voice that's saying that will be here when minicamp starts on Tuesday. I'm going to good and gosh darn get it if I'm wrong about my guess that James Cook will be there. That's fine. But until then, am I going to be concerned about this? No. Am I even going to be concerned if he's not showing up to minicamp? Not as much as some people will. Because this is not a this year problem.
It's not. It's not. We've talked about this ad nauseum at this point. The running, everyone's like, people were saying, draft a running back this year. James Cook's not going to come back. I'm sorry. You're drafting a running back next year. You knew that going into the draft. You weren't going to touch one. And he's, again, given zero indication that he would be missing anything mandatory. He hasn't said anything. This is, like you said, the first we're hearing of anything like this, and it's from an outside source. So Schefter is wrong sometimes, people. Let's take this with a grain of salt. And like you said, he says yet. He himself says yet. So I don't think it's – we're not close to DEFCON 5. We're not even on the DEFCON scale yet. There's nothing to really worry about until he doesn't show up, if he doesn't show up.
I saw a tweet from Anthony Marino saying 2026 mock draft with a running back in Bills round one season.
I saw that.
That's funny, though. That is so funny, it hurts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news – you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's funny that it's true. Like, the Bills are absolutely going to get next year's mock draft running back round one.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for it because part of me will cringe about that sort of thing, but also not like a couple years ago where, like, you draft a round one running back. It's like, what are you doing? Now it's kind of coming back around. Like, running backs are a thing. You can pay a round one asset to select one now. The Chargers weren't scared to do it with Amari and Hampton because they have Greg Roman. They know they're going to use him.
Yeah, Greg Roman's going to neuter Justin Herbert, so they need the running backs. Like, that's essentially what's going to happen there. So, yeah, I don't think there's no need to panic. Okay. I might sound like I'm attacking the national media here. Just hear me out for a second. This is the, we're in the dog days of the offseason. Aaron Rodgers got signed. Okay, that's big news. There's really nothing else happening right now. So for the NFL news part of it, we got to make some news. That's what this sounds like.
Yes.
Like, that's what this sounds like more than anything. We need to make a story to carry us through until the start.
It's June 7th. Adam, what do you got?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
James Cook may or may not be at mandatory minicamp. May or may not. We don't know
yet.
Thanks.
We'll know on Tuesday.
Yeah. Instead of just waiting till Tuesday to find out and then playing it from there. But so that's it's the way the national media is. That's how it is.
I said it this past Tuesday. I'll say it again until this coming Tuesday. There's not a story yet. It's okay. And as a matter of fact, I have the scale of James Cook upsetness. Okay? Here it is.
Okay.
He didn't show up to OTAs. We're still at the bottom tier, the fattest portion of the pyramid, so to say.
Because that's a nothing burger.
It's everything's fine. Everything's fine. That's the big portion of the pyramid. It's on the bottom, okay? Then the next chunk there is if he doesn't show up to minicamp. That one is, okay, I'm going to allow you to have questions, and I'm not going to begrudge you if you're starting to feel nervous. That's the a little bit of nerves phase. Mm-hmm. That's the, okay, my tummy is unsettled.
Yeah, I've got to take.
My stomach hurts. I need a Tums. Okay.
I have to go number two. Like it's the nervous, the nervous number two.
And then the third portion is if Cook does not show up to training camp. That is the, okay, I'm allowing, like, okay, everyone should be annoyed and I'm probably joining you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be any sort of worried about James Cook unless he doesn't show up to training camp. If and only if.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most annoying math things from trigonometry was hearing the statements of like if statements or and statements.
Yes.
Worst things ever.
Yeah, I didn't take trig.
Oh, not trig. It was geometry.
It was the geometric proofs. Because they were all open-ended. Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. If and only if. There's your geometry proof for the day.
Yeah.
I'm using geometry to talk about something on sports radio. What's wrong with my life?
It's okay. Buffalo 8 times.
And my teacher thought I would never use math after high school.
I know, right? Did your teacher think that or did we think that?
Oh, it's because I put zero effort into it.
Mm. I see.
I didn't try.
But.
Because I thought, when am I ever going to use this? Well, high school Derek.
Believe it or not, when James Cook when is weighing his options.
When you're hosting a radio show on the weekend in Buffalo, that's when you're going to use it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, if and only if James Cook does not show up to training camp, will I be nervous or worried about the situation? And I encourage everyone. I will not tell you exactly how to feel. I encourage you, though. Join me on this side of the aisle. Don't get mad at it, because there's a lot in life to get mad about. James Cook maybe not being there until Tuesday is not one of them. As a matter of fact, there's something going on elsewhere in the league where I'd be far more worried if it was happening to my team. Terry McLaurin was at OTAs and left them before their conclusion with a contract dispute.
Yep. That's not great.
That is far more troublesome and worrisome for a fan base than what the Bills have with James Cook. Point blank, period.
And I just traded for McLaurin in a Dynasty Fantasy Football League like a couple months ago.
Rip.
So I have a problem here, unless that gets resolved. But
RIP in peace.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, but James
yes,
Cook.
Yes, I know I'm saying it wrong on purpose.
Nothing is to worry about until Tuesday. And like you said, it's more of going to be a reaction. And
as if there's some sort of like the universe is making this fit in a certain way. I'm saying it like this with all of my chest, and I'm going to be the same person sitting in this same chair talking to the same microphone
mm-hmm.
on Tuesday.
Yeah. So you'll be here to see it.
So trust me when I say, I know
mm-hmm.
I'm about to potentially eat some words here.
I'm with you, though.
As a matter of fact, I've got a fork and knife ready.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a donut this morning. I'm hungry.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. There might be a stale one lingering somewhere.
No.
You seem to gravitate
those
towards
those. Those boxes are empty. 803-0550, the number to call. Are you actually worried about James Cook? I'm here to talk you down.
Mm-hmm.
Or you don't have to listen to me talk you down. Or are you not worried?
I'd like to hear what people think at that point. Because I feel like it's kind of a split issue in Buffalo.
Show's open for the rest of the way, by the way.
Mm-hmm. And no I got guess. A little tidbit coming up.
And Joe's got a little tidbit coming up. Based on comments that Jonah Javad had said with us.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier on in this hour.
Yeah. Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.